Nakasama kagabi si Novak Djokovic sa libro ng kasaysayan pagkatapos manalo sa final ng men's single sa Australian Open Tennis Tournament. Tinalo ng pandaigdigang numero 1 si Andy Murray ng Britanya sa straight sets sa score na 6-1, 7-5, 7-6 sa Melbourne Park. Narito ang ulat. Ito ang pag-ulit ng finals ng nakaraang taon at kung titingnan mabuti, ganoon din ang resulta. Nakuha ni Novak Djokovic ang kanyang ika-anim na titulo sa Australian Open at natapatan lamang ang record ni Roy Emerson sa Open era. Sa kanyang talumpati pagkatapos, sinabi ni Djokovic na siya ay nagagalak na makagawa ng kasaysayan.
It's an incredible feeling, especially because of the fact that I managed to make history and equal Roy Emerson's record of 6 Australian Opens. That's why, of course, this trophy is even more unique for me tonight. And when you have an opportunity to make history, it adds to that motivation and incentive before you come out on the court. I tried not to think about it too much, but yet again, I tried to use that, channel that in a positive way and use it as a kind of encouragement for a good performance.
Sinabi niya, nais niyang dagdagan pa ng mas maraming tropeyo ang kanyang kahanga-hangang 11 titulo sa Grand Slam.
There is no doubt that I am playing the tennis of my life in last 15 months and results are showing that and I'm just trying to keep it up. And
si Andy Murray ay gumawa rin ng kasaysayan sa Melbourne Park kagabi, subalit hindi iyong inaasahan niyang pag-alala. Napantayan niya ang record ng kanyang dating coach na Ivan Lendl na manlalaro sa professional na era na natalo ng 5 finals sa parehong Grand Slam na torneo. Si Lendl ay natalo ng 5 beses sa finals ng US Open noong dekada 80, subalit nanalo naman siya sa nasabing torneo ng 3 beses. Si Murray ay hindi pa nakakakuha ng tropeyo sa Australian Open. Inamin ng 28 taong Murray na nabigo siyang pagsamantalahan ang mga oportunidad.
I mean, the end of the second set, obviously the game I lost from 40 love up was a tough one. You know, I could have nicked that set. I was starting to have quite a lot of opportunities at the end of the second. I had a few chances there when I got the break back, I think. You know, so that was a tough game to lose. And then obviously in the third, I felt like towards the end of the set, after I got the break back again, that I was creating a few chances, and then obviously tie break. You know, I missed 2 second serves by, you know, a little bit.
Naglaro si Murray sa Australia habang nananatili sa London ang kanyang asawang Kim Sears na nakatakdang mga anak sa susunod na linggo. Sinabi ng emotional na Murray sa court pagkatapos ng laban, siya ay lilipat kaagad pabalik sa kanilang bahay.
To my wife, Kim, who I'm sure is... she's going to be watching back home just now. You've been a legend the last 2 weeks. Thank you so much for all of your support. And I'll be on the next flight home.
Kasama ang prestisyosong titulo ng Australian Open, uuwi si Djokovic dala ang 3.4 na milyong dolyar na premyo. Noong Sabado ng gabi, di inaasahang tinalo ng alemang Angelique Kerber ang pandaigdigang numero 1 na Serena Williams sa 3 set sa titulo ng women's single. Ang masayang Kerber ay napahiga sa court pagkatapos ng kanyang pambihirang panalo. Sa kanyang talumpati, sinabi ng 28 taong gulang, hindi niya maitago ang kanyang di pagkapaniwala.
I mean, I had really crazy 2 weeks. I mean, with the first round where I was match point down and then with the win over Azarenka in the quarters, I never beat her. And now to play against Serena, what was a really honor to play against her in the Grand Slam final. It was my first final and, you know, I was really looking forward. I was really excited and I knew before that I beat her once in Cincinnati and that I really must go out there to try to beat her again because she will not give it to me. And it was a really great match from both of us, I think. And yeah, that really, it's a special moment for me.
Naging mapagbigay loob naman si Serena Williams sa kanyang pagkatalo.
No, I was actually really happy for her. she's been around a really long time, and we've had a number of matches, and I've beaten her a lot, and, you know, she played so well. You know, she had an attitude that I think a lot of people can learn from, just to always stay positive and, you know, and to never give up. And I was really inspired by that. So, honestly, she's a really good girl, and, you know, if I couldn't win, I'm happy she did.
Sa final ng men's double, sina Bruno Suarez at kapatid ni Andy Murray na Jimmy ang nanalo ng titulo pagkatapos nilang talunin sina Daniel Nestor ng Canada at Radek Stepanek ng Czech Republic sa madikit na labang 2-6, 6-4 at 7-5. Nanalo rin si Suarez sa mixed doubles kasama ang kanyang kapartner na si Elena Vesnina at tinalo nila ang Amerikanong Coco Vandevigne at Romanyang kapartner na si Horia Tecau sa score na 6-4, 4-6, 10-5. Ang final sa women's double ay pinanalunan nila Martina Hingis ng Switzerland at Sanya Mirza ng India at tinalo nila sa straight sets sina Andrei Halavakova at Lucy Hradecka ng Czech Republic sa straight sets sa score na 7-6, 6-3. Ang Pilipino-Amerikanong espesyalista ng doubles, Trit Yui, ay umabot lamang sa quarterfinals ng men's doubles at sa semifinals ng mixed doubles. Ang Australian Open sa taong ito ay nagtakda rin ng record na mahigit sa 720,000 katao ang nanood sa Melbourne Park sa nakalipas na dalawang linggo.